because she knew he wasn't in it. This, the way she could sense him so deeply, speak to him with such ease, was part of whatever it was that tied them to one another. That taut, twisting emotion that ripped away old scars and created new vulnerabilities in a whip of fire across the soul. But as she watched him fly through the lush black of the sky, high over the glittering city, her archangel, with his wings of white gold and eyes of endless, relentless blue, she wasn't sorry. She didn't want to turn back the clock, didn't want to return to a life in which she'd never been held in the arms of an archangel, never felt her heart tear open and reform into something stronger, capable of such furies of emotion that it scared her at times. "Where are you taking me, Archangel?"
"Patience, Guild Hunter."
She smiled, her grief at the loss of her apartment buried under a wave of amusement. No matter how many times he decreed that her loyalty was now to the Angels and not to the Hunters Guild, he kept betraying how he saw her, as a hunter, as a warrior. Shooting down below him, she dove, then rose through the biting freshness of the air with hard, strong wing beats. Her back and shoulder muscles protested the acrobatics, but she was having too much fun to worry. She'd pay for it in a few hours, no doubt about it, but for now, she felt free and protected in the dark. "Do you think anyone is watching?" she asked, breathless.